live at ATIA 2010. This is Michael Offen. We're going to speak with a couple different folks here, but we are at the booth of APH, American Printing House for the Blind, booth number 1020, I do believe it is. We're going to start first here with Tristan, who's going to tell us about your physical fitness products, which is something I didn't even know that the APH embarked on. So what do you have here?
Okay, today we've got a kit that has tennis for a blind and visually impaired persons to play. If you've ever played tennis, it was developed out of Japan, and now we're promoting it here in the United States.
Now, how does this work?
Well, you want to come on around the booth here, and I'll actually let you check out the product here.
Okay.
I won't make you play tennis, but I'll just at least show you some of the components of the kit. Okay.
Okay.
Now, over this side over here. Yeah, this is the actual tennis ball, and it has a very good bounce.
Okay.
The kit also comes with two blindfolds in case you're playing B1. Are you familiar with the sports classifications, B1, B2, B3, B4?
No, I'm not, no.
Okay, if you're playing B1, that's total blindness, and everyone is required to wear a blindfold to make sure everyone is on equal
on the same,
playing
level. Right, okay.
Just like in goalball, you must wear a blindfold if you play goalball.
Right,
same thing
right.
With this on tennis. It comes with two rackets. Now, the racket is a junior-size racket. No matter how old you are or how big you are, you play with a junior-size racket when you're playing this. It is played indoors. The book.
What is the size of the racket? This is
here, it's got a little, it's got a case on it, but you can.
Okay. Not too junior, so.
Yeah.
As you heard the ball, what's inside that ball that gives it that noise so people can detect its presence?
It is a sound-adapted table tennis ball, or what we would call a ping pong ball. The Japanese developed it because they also play adapted ping pong or adapted table tennis. And so they took that adapted table tennis ball and put it inside this foam ball, and it allows it not only to have sound, but it gives it the proper weight so it has a very good bounce. This ball, we have carpeting here so we can't test it, but this ball has an amazing bounce.
Oh, wait a second. Pop right back up in the air and catch it with the rackets. Okay.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very
yes.
Good. Okay.
And the guidebook that comes with it gives you your rules. There are a few rule changes than regular tennis. But it also gives you a diagram of how to lay out the court and all the measurements and what part of the court should be tactile and which part isn't. The book comes in the kit both in large print and in Braille automatically. And it gives you instructions on how to first get started and how to learn to play.
Now, is that online as well as far as the instructions and an accessible format?
At this point, no. Not
okay.
Because when you order the kit, you automatically get everything either in the large print or
you
the
get, how many
but
rackets?
We do work. You get two rackets.
Two rackets and
two
the ball?
Two blindfolds. And on it comes with six balls.
Oh, okay.
It comes with six balls. Yeah, because, you know, even sighted people, when they're learning to play tennis, they spend half their time chasing the ball down.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So we give you six balls to get started with. And you can order additional balls if you would like.
Okay,
and
so what's the cost of this kit?
It's $123.
$123, so two nice rackets and six balls to get you started.
And two blindfolds.
Two blindfolds.
Both Braille and large print instructions and guide rules for playing sound adaptive.
Well, that sounds cool. Let's talk about some of the other things that you have in the fitness arena. They're also in the form of games, so you get that interaction with family or a fellow blinded persons. Or what else do you have here, Tristan?
Well, actually, this next one can be done with other people, but it is also a design that it can be done independently as well, and that's our Walk Run for Fitness kit. It also comes with a large print and Braille guidebook, and it comes with independent guide wire system that you can hook up in your backyard or in your community park. You can put it up, take it down, has its own little carrying case, and it comes with two talking pedometers. It comes with two to help encourage either family or peer interaction, so you can walk together, measure your steps. If you want to set goals, say if you're on a weight loss program or something and you want to set a goal of doing 10,000 steps a day, you can measure your steps by wearing your talking pedometer.
Now, how long is that run when you set that up?
The talking pedometer or?
The run, you said you set up the guides.
It's a guide wire here.
Right.
Yeah, this here is the little caddy it's on, and you can see the wire.
Oh, okay,
the
wire I was just trying to get an idea.
Yeah.
Right, how
so
much?
You unhook it, it has these.
So it depends
on
how much space you have in your yard.
Yeah,
it's got the nice hooks there.
And it is also, we also give descriptions in the book as if you do not have a lot of space, you can hook it up to a stake if you want and run laps around the stake if you would like. But it is designed to be used between two trees, or you could permanently install two poles in your yard if you would like to. But in your park, we give instructions on how to do it in your community local park. It comes with its own little carrying case. You can put all your equipment in the kit. Now, let me show you how you use that guide wire. Here it comes with what we call a looped rope and a carabiner. So, you know how a carabiner works. You just open up that carabiner, hook it onto your guide wire, slide it. Now, technically, your guide wire is going to slide along the rope.
Right, right.
And you're going to hold on to this just like that, and the carabiner now will glide along your rope. As
got you.
You.
Oh, okay.
This allows your arm free movement.
So what I have, right, folks, I have my hand around this rope, so that way it just runs and cruises along the guide wire without actually having to hold the guide wire.
Yeah, if you had to hold that guide wire, you would not be able to move your arm into freely. You know, your arm would kind of be stuck in position because you're holding that wire.
Right, but so when we used to run track, we used to have to hold onto that wire, and you're right, that limited your movement.
Yeah,
you
hurt your hand doing that,
exactly.
It, burning it. This will glide right along your guide wire, and this allows you to move your arm freely so that you're pumping your arm correctly just like your other arm, so you're getting equal balance on both sides.
Very nice. Very nice design there.
Now, we hope that this is just a beginner kit for you. We're hoping that you enjoy walking or running on this well enough that you'll want to do more. And so eventually you're going to get bored going back and forth on this guide wire. You're going to want a little more adventure, we're hoping.
Okay, and so then what's the next level then?
So the kit also includes a tether. Okay, here's your tether. It has a loop as well, but as you'll see, you can adjust it. Slide it, make it smaller. So you put the tether right here around your hand. Now it lets you feel this other side that I would have. This other side, all it has is a little basic little knot, right?
Okay.
Okay, if you were the sighted guy, you would put it just like this.
Okay.
So I'm going to put that on my hand.
Okay.
So I'm going to put this between my two fingers. You've got this one. You and I can now run side by side. I'm your sighted guide.
Oh, awesome.
If I needed you to say we're running in a park and we're coming around a curve, and I needed you to kind of bear to the left, I would move my arm this way. You would feel the tension and you
would
start
pulling. Right, you could start going to the left.
If I need you to go to the right, I loosen up and your arm goes that way, you know to go to the right.
Very good.
Okay.
So with a little coordination, right, you can run sighted guide. That's,
That's
very cool.
I know people who run in great road races with a sighted guide using this technique.
Wow, this is a lot better than the elbow.
Exactly.
Because you got the flexibility of the rope. It gives you a little tension, so you got a little freedom, right, to move your arms.
Again, you can move your arms correctly with a proper balance so that you're not altering your stride. Correct arm movement helps you run with a better stride.
Very good, very good.
Okay, then, coming on down the table, let's move down the table here to your right.
Okay.
Okay, this is, I have a book in front of you here. This is the large print book. It is available in Braille. The Braille comes in 2 volumes.
And the name of this is?
This book is called Going Places, and it is the Transition Guidelines for Community-Based Physical Activities for Students Who Have Visual Impairments, Blindness, or Deafblindness.
So here you go. Very, looks like a couple hundred page book here of just about every type of physical activity that is available, giving you all kinds of options.
It's about a 300-page book. And what is great about this is it's divided into not only like individual type activities you can do, but team activities, partnering activities. It also has taken those activities and we hunt it all over the United States and we collected personal stories from people who are either visually impaired, blind, or deafblind. Some have additional disabilities, and they told us their personal stories about how they learned about their particular sport or activity they do, what obstacles they had to overcome to enjoy and learn about that sport, and what their future goals are to improve in that sport. And some of the stories in here are so inspirational that I recommend this book not only for people who are visually impaired and blind, but for any person out there. This book will inspire you to get off the couch and go be active.
Right, because it's one thing to tell you how, but without some stories, real-world examples.
These are real-life stories. These are real-life stories in here. And it's the name Going Places stands for the chapter titles, and Places stands for your preferences. L is for leisure, sport, and fitness. A is for awareness. C is for choices. E is for exploration. And S is for skill development. This book meets the national standards for physical fitness. It meets 6 national content standards on physical education that's established by the National Association for Sport and Physical Education.
Now, is that large print, that book?
Or this particular book here is large print.
Okay.
And like I said, the Braille version is 2 volumes.
But they're not online. They're not in a digital format, so you get one or the other.
Actually, when you purchase this book, whether you purchase the large print book or you purchase the Braille book, it comes with a CD in the back. So, yes, you do get... HTML, text file, you know.
Oh, very good, right. So you get a digital format that you can read or whatever.
Yes, because there are some worksheets that you can fill out to help you go through your task analysis of learning sports, and those worksheets are on the computer, so you can also do those electronically.
Very good. Anything else you want to show us here in the fitness arena?
Well, you've got your hand right here on a push-button padlock.
I was going to say it's a padlock. What do we do with this?
Well, this is actually available on the commercial market. A lot of people sell push-button padlocks. But what makes APHs different is that we sell it with each padlock. You get, under this card, you get 2 cards like this. So this way you can independently know what your combination is. If you buy a push-button padlock on the commercial market and you're totally blind, you're going to have to ask a sighted person what your combination
is.
And that kind of defeats the purpose of having a private combination.
Exactly. So what you've got there, folks, is 2 raised numbers. There are 5 rows of 2 numbers each. I guess one through five and 6 through 0. How does that work?
Correct. Exactly. That's exactly how it is. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I got this Braille card with the combination. So it's completely, you don't have to depend on anyone else to give you the information you need to padlock your items. Very nice device.
That card is both large print and Braille.
And Braille
combined.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a cost on that?
It is $15, and that is not available with quota funds.
Okay.
Okay. Everything else I've showed you is available with quota funds. Push-button padlock is not, because it is sold on the commercial market.
Right. That's a nice tool, folks. I would recommend it. I think I'm going to get me one of those. That's very nice. Anything else you want to show me here?
Do you work with any kids who need to learn some ball skills? Kicking, throwing, rolling? Or they just want to play some generic games with a ball?
Okay, so you got tools for that, just to...
I got a ball right here.
Okay. Oh, that's a big, nice ball.
Yes, it is. Want me to turn it on?
Oh, yeah, it's audible.
Okay, it has dual speakers, so it doesn't matter where the ball lands. At least one speaker is going to be up in the air. It rolls very, very true. It has a recharger hole right here, so you can put a recharger pin in it to recharge it. And then this side over here, this
looks
hole right
kinda
here...
kind of like a basketball.
Yeah, it's... Okay, if you want to push your finger, you put your finger down inside this big hole here.
Oh, that big
is a toggle switch.
There you go.
And
cool.
It's dual volume, so let me switch it. And that's the low.
So
volume.
You can have a little lower.
Yeah,
that's
low volume in case you're playing indoors or something.
That's great, because I used to play beat ball, and I think that's very important for children, folks, to have an audible ball, and that way they can, you know, hunt it down. Or,
well,
you know.
This ball is available in both red and yellow. The red ball that you and I have here does what we call the techno dance beat music. It was dee 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 dee. With a yellow ball has what we call the boing boing sound, and it goes boinga 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 boinga, and it seems like younger children prefer that boing boing sound.
Right.
And both of the sounds only are 2-tone, meaning that a lot of other sound balls they've tried to create in the market have a very high pitch sound, almost like a smoke alarm, and children with hearing aids have a hard time with that really high pitch sound. So that's why we went with a 2-tone sound, hoping that within that decibel volume, they would be able to
hear one it. Or the other, if not both.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So yeah, that's a great ball there. Then we also have a portable sound source now, a new portable sound source. And what's great about it is the front cover has the actual sound source itself right here. Now has Braille and tactile buttons, so you can turn it on yourself. I mean, okay, get the volume up.
Volume up, there we go. All right, there
now,
we go.
Yeah, now I take this. It comes with a remote control that's also tactile.
Oh, nice, nice, okay. Nice clear markings on it, so good deal.
Turn that off. It comes with a belt, so that if you want to go hiking with some kids, you can strap it on.
Yeah, very,
or you
very
can,
nice.
You know, strap it on to basketball goals or...
Right, you know, like when we used to...
Playing hide and seek, strap it onto a tree as home base.
Oh, is that that durable? Yeah, we used to play basketball. Yeah. Right, so ball could bounce off
that
thing.
Let me tell you a story about this. In prototype stage, when we did field testing, it went out to some of the sports camps. And the sports camp that was held in Kentucky that year, they phoned us up very apologetic that they were going to have to send their sound source back damaged. They used it in archery. An arrow went right through it, and it's still beeping.
There you go. Not as pretty. Not cosmetic, but still functional. Very good.
Yeah.
Very
good. I got one more thing down here I'm going to show you.
Okay.
Okay, keep going down to your right.
All right.
Okay, this is what we call... Okay, earlier I showed you walk, run for fitness.
Right.
This one is called jump rope to fitness. And it comes with... we just have a portion because it's too large, but right down here on the table, there's a mat. It's like an anti-shock mat.
Right, right.
And if you'll notice, come down this... Okay, let's come down this way. Can you feel it sloping down to the ground?
Right, right.
That's so it doesn't hang up on your rope and mess you up.
Oh, very good. Right, right.
But it also works as an orientation mat. Even sighted people, when they jump rope, they migrate. They may not realize they do it, but you migrate when you jump. And this orientation mat helps keep you in one spot so that if you...
Yeah, because most folks don't have the expensive wrestling mats like we used to use when we did this.
Exactly.
So this is very nice.
Yeah, very nice. And it allows, if you've got multiple people jumping, they're not going to run into each other because they're all staying on their mat. Or if you're at home and you've got a designated area to jump, you don't have to worry about knocking your lamp over because you're staying on your mat. The kit comes with a variety of ropes. This first rope here is what we call a beaded rope. It has a little heavier weight to it.
Yeah, that's different from any jump rope I've used. Very different.
For the beginner user, this is a very good rope to start with because it's weighted, and that helps them jump better.
Wow, interesting.
It comes because it is not adjustable. You get three of these in your kit, small, medium, and tall.
Evolution. 30 years ago, we used to use hemp ropes and yikes.
Okay. Yeah, it also comes with just this plastic cord rope here. And this one is adjustable. You just pull the string through the handle and tie it off.
Very
so that
good.
One is adjustable.
Wow, very different
but
design from what we used in the past. Because that's the thickness of the rope is irrelevant. It's getting the motions down and the repetition.
Now I'm going to show you something that's really cool that comes with a kit.
Okay.
This is a talking ropeless jump rope.
Talking ropeless
jump rope. Yes.
Yikes.
So you can jump in place, continue using your arm movements. I'm gonna turn it on first, okay? I gotta hold both the mode button and the down button. It just came on. It has a very small digital display, so someone with low vision would have trouble seeing it, but it does talk. Okay. Before I turn, I'm gonna look, this is the handle. Okay.
Okay.
It has all the buttons to program it. You can just like a talking pedometer, you can program this for your height, your weight. And it will tell you how many calories you're burning, how many times you've jumped, just like a pedometer.
Just six buttons in a U-shape to describe our folks,
And then on the end is this little rope with this little ball to give it a little weight.
Okay.
So what I'm going to have you do is hold on to it. Now just kind of move your arm like you're jumping rope from the elbow. Can you hear the slight noise it's making?
Yeah, I hear the noise. I'm trying to make sure.
That can help keep your rhythm. I'm going to turn it for you fast like I'm jumping rope and see if you can hear it.
Yep. Whoa.
Okay, that just helps keep your rhythm. You can.
She's in better shape than I am. Of course, I didn't want to whack my microphone.
Yeah, you can turn that noise off if it does bother you, but it does help you keep your rhythm.
Right.
Now,
very good.
It's kind of noisy in this exhibit hall, so I don't know if you'll be able to hear this, but I'm gonna turn it on, and it's going to tell us like how many times we've jumped and how much time we were jumping. You know, it wasn't very long, but you'll still hear it.
Three, 1, 5, 0, 2, 6 seconds.
Very good. So you can track, you can build up to it and increase your...
You want to set a goal for yourself,
right.
You can attain that goal. What's nice about a ropeless jump rope, two things. You're never going to miss because there's really no rope. So that means your heart rate never stops. You know, to get good exercise, you must have your heart rate elevated for a minimum of 20 minutes.
And this could be good someone either having difficulty with their legs because you're really, at this point, focusing on your arm motion here.
If you're in a wheelchair, you can still do the arm motions with this.
Exactly.
If, say, you don't want to jump, just go up and down on your toes. Like, stand on your toes and go back down on your heels. You can do that jumping. You don't have to actually leave the ground. Just up and down, and move your arms. That's getting good leg exercise. This, you never miss because, of course, there's no rope, so you never have to stop to untangle your legs, and so your heart rate never has to slow down in the middle of your workout. So that's a bonus. Another bonus is that the end of this handle screws off. I'm going to unscrew it. Down inside there are three weights. You can take those out. So if you're beginning, I'll pull one out so you can see what these weights are like. And you just slide them down inside the handle. Each handle comes with three of those. So you can start off with no weights, and then as you get better and better, you can slowly add weights and get a better workout.
Very good. So someone that might have some impairments in their muscles or hand range of motion or something, they can start with this and help build up. So very good.
Yeah,
very good.
I just think that's an amazing jump rope for someone who's visually impaired or blind if they've gotten frustrated trying to learn with a regular rope because their feet are always getting tangled. You can get an amazing aerobic workout using
it. Wow, that's very cool. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. I'd go, 40, 50 times, and I'd start messing up and get frustrated.
Remember that 10 minutes of jumping rope equals 30 minutes of jogging if you want to work out.
Wow, so that's and it's stationary, so if you're in a situation and you don't feel comfortable traveling and getting out, then that's something great you can do in your home and apartment.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's good.
Well, I'm sure you got a lot of good stuff here. I encourage folks to go over to aph.org. Is there a number they can call if they have any questions about these products?
Yes, our 800 number is 1-800-223-1839.
Good stuff from APH. From ATIA 2010 for Sarah Talk Podcast and SamNet Radio. This is Michael Loft.